Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. We are here with a new episode, lifestyle episode, and we're talking about things that are for girls only.
Let's preface this. This is a joke. This is not supposed to be serious, okay?
It's not offensive.
If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Okay, so that's all we're going to say about that. It's supposed to be funny.
It's funny. Okay. Like, and these things, like, I'm calling it, like, internalized sexism, because it's, like, yeah, like, if these things were real, like, it would be sexist, but, like, it's funny.
Right.
Like, these examples are funny, and you'll see, but, like, there's a few, like, for me, like, in my relationship that I'm, like, oh, I'm a feminist, but I still want Tyler to drive everywhere, and that's just internalized sexism for me, but that's okay. You know, like, it's just funny.
And he knows that.
And he knows that, and he's okay. So, yeah, we're going to get into that.
Okay, we have some updates for you guys.
Yes, we do.
Haley almost burned our apartment down.
Yes. So, we were recording one other episode before this. And, you know, with our new little setup we have here, we've got a candle, we've got books, and the candle there is, like, a pillar candle, so it's, like, completely enclosed in glass. Like, it's not going to catch on fire. But then I got these two other candles.
You tried to be creative.
Yeah, I tried to, like, be different, be quirky, be unique. And I just got, you know, like, the candles that don't have any glass at all? Like, it's just the wax? Mm-hmm. So I got that candle and put it here on the nightstand next to the books. And all of a sudden, we're setting up, and I smell, like, fire. Like, something was on fire. And I turn around, and the book had fallen onto the candle, and it's literally burnt, like, here.
There's literally a hole. Oh, my gosh.
Look, so if you're bad on YouTube, like, it's bad. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, luckily I caught it in time, but, like, it's, like, burned through the pages, too. Oh, not the char coming off on my finger. But, no, it's, like, burned through the pages, too. So,
That was a really close call.
Yeah, it was a close call. Because, like, if it would have burned for, like, one more second, I think the whole book would have caught on fire.
Yeah.
Not just this so part. Bad. So, yeah, that's my update.
Okay, I have two updates. You're going to have to remind me my other one. Oh, I got a permanent bracelet yesterday with one of my friends.
Yeah.
And it's so cute, and I see why you're obsessed with it now. So, originally, this is crazy, because we went shopping, and she had plans to go get a permanent bracelet, and I was like, no, I'll just go with you, like, I don't want to spend the money, because I knew how much you had spent,
right?
And what's crazy is this pop-up boutique, it's like a small business, she literally was set up right in the lobby of the hotel we share a building with.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny, like, what it was crazy. But anyway, so, like, she's getting hers, and I'm like, you know what, I have to get one.
Yeah,
like, I have to. So I did, and I'm obsessed with it.
I like it. It just adds,
it really,
like,
does. And I don't wear bracelets, mm-hmm. and I'm loving it. Like, it looked so cute with my rings yesterday and my mm-hmm. necklace. So
it's like what we were talking about after you guys got them. Like I said, like, I feel like I'm in my full form with my tattoos, my nose ring, and my permanent bracelet. Like, I just feel, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were all agreeing, like, yes, it's, like, top tier.
It really is. I know. I'm like, my nose ring just, like, makes it.
I know. I love the ring.
I'm never going back to a stud. You know what? If I need a difference, I will. But yeah. I hated having a stud.
I started to hate it when I had my stud. Mm-hmm. And then I changed it, and I'm, like, obsessed with it. And, like, I love it. Like, I think I'm a nose ring girly.
Yeah, it is full form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you remember your other update?
Yeah, my other update is I think I have some sort of medical issue going on. Okay, I'm going to try and make this short, but it's actually kind of funny. The past couple weeks, so I'm a mouth breather. So when I sleep, I breathe with my mouth open. I've always been that way. And for some reason, the past couple weeks, I will, like, wake up. I can't sleep through the night anymore because I will wake up, like, two or three times, and I have to have water next to me. And it's, like, where my throat and my mouth is so dry, I can't breathe. And I'm, like, freaking out inside. And I, like, chug water, and it's just the scariest feeling.
I've witnessed it because I've woken you up before, and you, like, can't breathe.
I literally can't breathe. I'm, like, what is going on? So my salivary glands just aren't working at night. And I'm not kidding. And I'll, like, wake up with the driest mouth. Like, when I'm brushing my teeth, like, my spit is so thick, and that's so gross. But it just is so, it's nasty. So it got to the point where I recently bought some mouth tape on Amazon.
I was on Amazon because I use Kenza's Amazon, and I was ordering something. And actually, something exciting for the podcast.
What? Fill me in. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just whispered to Ken's. But yeah, I was buying that and I just saw like that was on the way and I was like, oh, okay, so she got mouth tape. Good for her.
And I like recently just told Haley this because I was like, I don't want to be a baby. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But it's going to the point where I think I might need to go see a doctor. And also, I have had the worst dry mouth constantly, even though I chug water all the time. Mm-hmm. Constantly for like the past 4 days. Mm-hmm. Like, my mouth is so dry right now and I don't know why.
So, oh, dang, I was going to say something. How is the mouth tape working?
I take it off in the middle of the night in my sleep.
Like, today it was in your hair?
No, it was attached to my neck.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I was wondering if I would find that in bed. But, like, I go to sleep, and it works well. And when I woke up this morning, my mouth was closed, so I think I'm training my body.
Yeah.
It is just the weirdest thing, and I think I need to see a doctor. So if anybody has ever dealt with this or has suggestions for me, please help me.
Seriously.
It's really uncomfortable. I was on a date last night, and I had cotton mouth the whole time, and it was horrible.
I feel like on dates, you get cotton mouth easier anyways.
Yeah. So. It was horrible.
Oh, that sucks.
Anyway.
Those are our updates. We have some obsessions. Mine... I'm going to keep it short because I do really want to get into these girls only. But my obsession, also Ken's, is the movie The Wrong Missy. I originally watched it once and I was like, this is a good one-time watch. And then the next day I was like, watch it with me, Ken's. Like, I want you to experience it. Like, it's so funny. And then now we watch it multiple times a week. Like, we just hyper-fixate on it. Like, it's so funny.
It's hilarious. She literally... is such a good actress. She had to lose all self-respect for this role.
But she's so funny. So
she's
like
hilarious.
Yeah. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
It's on Netflix. It's an Adam Sandler movie. No, I actually have a different obsession. My obsession is thinking about how outdoorsy I think I'm going to be this summer when in reality I'm not. So,
but when you think about stuff like that, it is manifesting. So.
No, it is. I just would love to be outside more. I'm like, I want to take like mom and dad's paddle boards out more. Like,
same.
I want to go do stuff outside.
I want to be tan this summer because I'm outside.
My freckles need to be blinging.
Yeah. So I'm with you. Like, I'm actually like so down.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do my eyebrows look weird?
No.
Okay, you guys. Like I said, I think I've said this before, right? So I get Botox for my migraines because they're really bad. And I get Botox for my migraines. And every time he does it, I get it every 3 months. And every time he does it, he's like, did you notice anything like unequal? Like is one eyebrow raising more than the other? And it never has. But then with this last round, I guess it's only my second round, but my right eyebrow can raise way higher than my left one. And so, like, you know, when you're talking, your eyebrows naturally raise. See?
But I can never.
No, you can tell.
No, I can't.
See, like, I'm just talking and naturally raising them, and my right eyebrow is so freaking high compared to this one. And so I always feel like I look like a freak when I'm talking because I feel like my eyebrows are, like, boing.
No, but literally, if you never said anything, I would never notice.
Okay.
Tyler said the same thing.
Yeah. Anyways, it's just funny. It's funny.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, are we getting into the episode?
Okay. This is gonna be so funny.
So some of these, like, we came up with a lot of them. Some of these though are from you guys.
Yeah, some of them are from like our Instagram followers. We got a couple of them from like TikTok, so
But then like a lot of them we did come up with.
Yeah
So yeah, a lot of different sources here.
You want to go first?
Sure. Are we just switching off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you go first because I want to say the second one.
So beer is for boys only.
I think I'm a little stronger on this one than you.
You are stronger. Like, I have had beer, and I absolutely hate it. But beer is for boys only. That's, like, masculine
energy. For boys.
Energy.
Yeah. It's, like, you're hanging out with the boys. Like, okay, if I go to Tyler's house and they're having a boys' night, I know they're drinking beer.
Yeah. But, like, we will drink, like, vodka crayons
vodka
in our disco
crayons.
Cups.
Right.
Or, like, seltzers.
Yeah, if we drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely one. And I'm very passionate about that. Because I've had, like, one sip of beer in my life, and I was like, ew. So I've never done it again. Ew. And like you like had beer on a date one time and you were like, it actually was good. And I was like, no.
It's because I know you were so disappointed in me. It's because my coworker and I were talking about this. She hates beer too. And she was like, have you ever had a Shandy? And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's half beer, half light beer, half lemonade. And so on this date, which whatever, But we walked to this bar that we found, and I was like, oh crap, like I never know what to order in a bar casually. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll have a shandy, and the bartender was like, what is that?
Making like, you feel so bad.
I was like, half light beer, half lemonade. He was like, okay, you made it for me. It was actually pretty good. I won't lie.
Wait, I hate judgy bartenders though.
No, I know. He was kind of rude. But whatever. I was like, you know, and that's what my coworker said. She was like, people look at you kind of funny, but she was like, just stand your ground.
You're like, okay.
You know what you're ordering.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So could it be me, but good for you.
I don't drink beer though.
No, you don't. That, I think that's the like one you've ordered.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. I stand by this fully. Smoking is for boys. Edibles are for girls. Like, it just is.
Edibles are girly pop.
Yes. And the one exception is, like, if you're out, if you're, like, out, you're drunk, smoking just a little bit is girly. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, mm-hmm. if you're out and drunk. But that's it, and that doesn't count as smoking.
It doesn't. If you're
like, drinking. If you're drinking and you just have, like, a few little hits, that is, like, such a girly thing. You know what I want to say about it right now. But, yeah, edibles are for girls, smoking is for boys. Like, Tyler smokes. When they're hitting the bong, absolutely barbarian activities. That is for so boys. Masculine. I'm so sorry, but, yeah.
This is not to shame any girls.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because you know what? Actually, I'm going to play devil's advocate. When I see girlies on TikTok who are smoking,
yes.
There is something very like mystical and feminine about
like,
it.
Like smoking like weed?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, cigarette. We're not talking about cigarettes. No, we're talking about weed.
No, I agree. I agree.
So I'm like,
Because like you can like, I don't know much about weed, but like you can mix like flowers in. And, like, smoke it with, like, flowers in there. And, like, oh, I saw this one, like, this girl group. Like, they were, like, all smoking. And it was, like, oh, how I love being a woman sound. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, looked so feminine and girly. And I was like, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
But, like, that's an exception.
But, like, on the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could get canceled for these things. But it's, like, it's not serious, you guys.
It's
like,
not serious.
It's funny. It's funny.
Okay. Singing Kill Bill by SZA.
Mm-hmm. Girls only.
Girls only.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy when guys do it, mm-hmm. and it makes me scared.
But, like, when girls do it, absolutely, yes. Like,
slay.
Slay queen. Next, driving if you're in a relationship. Me, personally, Tyler's driving everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, he is the driver. He knows that. Yesterday, actually, when we were leaving, I go over to the driver's seat, and I was like, you know what? I kind of want to drive right now. And he looked at me and was, like, just waiting, and then I was like, actually no, and he was like, yeah, I have the key anyways. So yeah,
he's like, I have it ready.
Uh-huh.
Typing in lowercase is for girls only.
Girls only.
Girls only.
I have uppercase on mine like automatically, mm-hmm. because of business.
I would never type in lowercase anyway. I'm like, what are...
I only type in lowercase on social media, and I know you do too.
Oh, on my posts. Yes,
yes. But that's, yeah, that's it.
On the regular, if I see one more man hit me up on a dating app or text, typing lowercase, blocked.
Wait,
you're ghosted.
Tyler types lowercase?
Bye. Immediately bye.
Yeah.
It's so girly pop.
It is girly pop. Also, I do want to preface, these are for girls only. That includes the gays and the theys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is a given.
That goes without saying.
Okay. The moon.
She's ours.
Yeah, she's ours. Girls only. That's it.
Wearing flip-flops or any open-toed shoes.
Girls only. And sorry, Dad. Nothing against you. Because that is his staple footwear choice. But, like, wearing flip-flops, girls only.
You know who wore?
I can imagine.
My ex.
Yes, yes, yes.
Constantly.
Yeah, no.
Ick.
Okay, booths at restaurants, also for girls only. Unless, this is my exception, you're both sitting on the same side.
Okay.
So, like, if me and Tyler, because me and Tyler always, like, sit on the same side, so we can both squeeze
couple?
Into the booth. Yeah,
just
we
kidding.
Are.
I'm kidding. We are.
No, I also realize that we are the PDA couple, fully.
Yeah, you guys fully are.
We fully are. And, like, I didn't think that, but, like...
If anyone follows Haley on Instagram, go look at her St. Patty's Day post.
Yeah, we're the PDA couple, and I'm fine with that.
That's okay. Own it.
Thank you. I do.
Treadmills. Girls only. Treadmills, yeah. And the elliptical.
Yeah, the bike is
and
for
low
boys.
Key the Stairmaster.
No. I think that actually
the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Unless you're like really rocking it as a guy, but yeah. Like treadmills, definitely for girls only.
Yeah, treadmills are not for running; they're for hot girl walks.
Exactly.
Like honestly, okay, going to the pool.
Why would you go there if you're a man?
Yeah, it's just like it's for girls.
What business do you have there?
Unless you're like there in your swimsuit, like throwing around the football.
What?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Pools for girls only.
All right. I said that one, right? You say the next one.
Oh. Being blackout drunk and throwing up? Girls only.
That's for girls only. Like, you girls, like, we shouldn't get there.
No.
No, we're not advocating for that. But girls only.
Girls only.
Honestly, like, being messy drunk, like, girls
only. That's for
only.
Girls only, yeah.
Okay. The girl claw. So, like, you know how girls hold everything in one hand? Even if you have a free hand, like, mm-hmm. we just hold everything in one hand. That's for girls only. Mm-hmm. Like, guys have pockets. Guys don't need to be doing that. Like, we have the claw hand.
Even if we have a purse, like,
yeah.
You have the claw.
Yep.
Eating a cupcake or a muffin. That's for girls only.
That's pretty self-explanatory, yeah. I feel like. Like,
that's like a dainty activity.
Yeah, like eat cake. Come on.
If you're as I'm like stuffing a whole cupcake.
Literally. taking a bath. So me and Tyler just took a bath together, so that doesn't count. Because me and Kenzie were coming up this list.
Well, if you're in a relationship.
Yes, like, so if you're in a relationship, or like, okay, you don't have to be in a relationship, but like, if you're bathing with another person, that's like romantic, that's cute.
The way you said that, it sounds gross. No.
Really?
Who bathes with somebody else unless you're in a relationship?
Okay, well, yeah. Well, I was just saying, like, you don't have to be in a relationship to take a bath with the opposite gender if you're an adult.
But you will be, like, in a romantic situation,
yes,
with someone.
Yes, it would be romantic. So, yeah, if you're, like, in a romantic situation, taking a bath, that's totally fine for boys. But boys are not allowed to take a bath on their own.
Not allowed.
Yeah, like, no. It's just, it's not going to work.
Using Snapchat filters.
This one, I think everyone agrees
this
with.
This is self-explanatory.
Like, yeah, no. If you use a Snapchat filter and then put it on your dating profile or post it on your Instagram story, no, boys.
Immediate swipe left.
Yeah, that is girly pop. That's, like, girly pop to the max. Mm-hmm. Pajama sets. This is specifically sets. So if you have, like, if he has a matching top and bottom, exception would be Christmas with the family.
That's an exception.
But, yeah, like, matching top and
or
bottom.
Or matching with your significant other.
Yes. But just in general, absolutely not.
No.
It's not happening.
I would get the ick.
This feels like so, like, everything against what we talk about. It feels so
But
wrong.
Again, if you know, you know. So, yeah. If you're not getting the vibe,
yeah,
don't be offended.
Yeah, don't be offended.
Okay, group workout classes. Girls only.
Girls only. Tell your experience.
One of my friends, she does yoga. She has a membership, and she took me to a class one time. It was like a Galentine's thing. Galentine's, okay.
Yeah.
And it was crowded. The only two spots close to each other was right next to a guy, this old dude. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I was next to him. And he was so popular, though. Like, after the class, everyone was like, hey, I don't remember his name, but, like, good class. He was, like, high-fiving. Like,
that's the thing. Like, that's – if he was older, like, it's cuter.
It wasn't, like, creepy.
No. And I'm sure it wasn't. But it's just, like, okay, it was Galentine's Day. Like, exactly. Can we have one thing? But, like, men doing yoga, that's a slay.
It is
like,
a slay.
It's a major slay. But, yeah, it's just, like, the whole, like, Galentine's, like, workout class. Like,
group class.
Come on.
I know, because she was, like, really tap into your feminine side. And I'm like, what is going on?
Hey, maybe he was tapping into his. Maybe. Honestly, I hope he was.
Maybe.
But, yeah, that one. Okay, another one is lip syncing in TikToks. Like, thirst trap vibes. Like, not, like, the funny ones where it's, like, the card. Like, do you feel Bonita?
Yeah.
I feel Bonita. Okay, that's funny. But, like, if it's, like, you're lip syncing a song, same as, like, SZA.
Yeah.
Like, Kill Bill. don't lip sync a song, especially like in a thirst trap.
I think it's more if you're doing it in a thirst trap.
Yeah, don't do that. That's for girls.
It is for girls. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of girls that slay at the thirst traps. And then the guys are like, this is so cringy. Like, this is literally doing nothing to me.
Yeah.
Making any appointment is for girls only.
Yeah. Not to say that men can't do it on their own, but, like, it just, and this is so that sexist.
Is so, that is setting us back so far.
Yes.
But like, literally, like, I can't imagine a guy just being like, hey,
I need to schedule my eye appointment. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I had to schedule a doctor's appointment for Tyler recently, and, like, it just felt right.
Yeah.
Especially because I, like, I'm always at the doctor.
But then at the same time, I'm like, you can do it yourself.
I don't know. I like doing it for Tyler.
No.
I like taking care of him. But no. Yeah. That,
but you know what I mean. That, like, to a certain point, like, no.
Mm-hmm. That one's setting us back, but it's true.
Yeah.
Poetry books, girly pop.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, Atticus, Rupi Kaur.
Girly pop.
I have to tell you something about Rupi Kaur. Someone that recently there was a lot of drama with in my life.
What? Whisper. Oh.
He quoted Rupi Kaur.
No! That's so girly pop.
I was like, no.
It's for girls only.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Why does that not surprise me, though?
I know.
Really?
I was like, okay, moving on.
This is for girls only, saying the word bitch.
Okay, I never swear, but for the case of talking about this, yes. I hate it when guys use the word bitch. Like,
I do too.
It needs to be like a funny like way between girls. Mm-hmm. But like when all the rappers and stuff like use it, no, it's just degrading. And I told Tyler that like a few months ago that I didn't like that, and he doesn't say it like in, when really? He's like singing a song, which like that's different. Aww. When you're like in the groove and you're like singing a song that you really like, that's different, whatever. I don't love it, but yeah, like, and I didn't even say it to him, like, can you not say this anymore? I was just like, I hate it when guys do that, and he skips it, like, he literally Aww. Will censor himself. I'm like, that's cute.
That actually is really cute.
Yeah, but it's just
because it is like kind of degrading.
It is
like
degrading.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm like, use a different word. Like, why do you have to refer to a girl like that?
Right.
Or when guys say females, bi. Oh, I hate that too.
Ew. That's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
Okay. Having an Etsy shop, that's for girls only. We don't want any male entrepreneurs on Etsy. It's just like go to Kickstarter. You know?
This is Sandy B.
You know, though? Like, know. Etsy is for girls, Kickstarter is for boys.
If you get it, you get it. Like, this is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Being a gynecologist.
This is so.
I feel like all women feel this way. Why would you be a freaking gynecologist as a man?
So I just had my pap smear, which you guys probably saw on our TikTok, if you follow. If you don't, you're fake. but I was talking to mom beforehand because I was so nervous, which, by the way, it was not bad, you guys. But I was so nervous, and mom was telling me that it used to only be, like, male gynecologists. And she was like, my first pap smear was with a guy. And she was like, I was so, like, nervous. And she's like, I didn't like that at all. And I was like, why would a guy want to be a gynecologist? And she was like, well, to deliver babies. Like, she was like, that's, like, gynecologists do that. So she was like, I could see that, but she was like, otherwise, yeah, it's creepy.
It is creepy.
I would never have a male gynecologist.
No. Ever.
No. Okay, next one, wearing water shoes. Self-explanatory.
It kind of goes with, like, the open-toed shoes.
Right.
But
yeah, it's like,
you can step on the rocks and the coral.
Yeah, like, your foot should be tough on the bottom. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
Casual sex. Girls only.
Yeah, hooking up, girls only.
Girls only.
If you're a guy, like, you're a hoe. If you're a girl, you're just in your feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
okay, sobbing aesthetically.
Girls only.
Girls only.
I love that.
That was me last night. Too soon, but
that was me last weekend.
Yeah.
That was me when I could not stop sobbing when I was drunk over my ex.
Yeah.
Fresh off the breakup.
That's okay. We've all been there. It's for girls.
It's for girls. Going to the bathroom together.
Yes.
Girls only.
Girls only. And guys agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a guy. It's a girl thing.
It's a girl thing.
And it's, like, so fun. It's part of the female experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last one. I don't necessarily agree with this, but sweet breakfast foods.
Like, for example, you're going to Village Inn. I'll get the orange crepe.
You get eggs.
Exactly. You get eggs and sausage. I'll get the orange crepe.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. I see that. I have a few more on my Insta that people said.
Mine were woven in.
Okay, yeah, I am a slacker, so. Okay, somebody said the beach is for girls. Why the freak do boys need to be there, LOL? That's true.
That is true.
It's true. Unless you're in Top Gun.
Oh, gosh.
And you want to play football on the beach.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the exception.
That made me feel some type of way.
I actually don't have any more.
Oh, okay. Well, again, if you know, you know. That was really hilarious. I'm still stuck on the Kickstarter one.
Yeah, that was funny. That was so funny. Yeah, don't cancel us. Like, this is, it's funny. It's a joke.
Okay. We don't have to explain ourselves anymore to anybody. So, no. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, though. Thank you for all those who participated and gave us your things that are for girls only. Follow us on Instagram at Real Talk About Feminism Pod, and TikTok is the same handle. Subscribe to our weekly email newsletter and our YouTube channel, all on our show notes. And we'll be back next week.
Bye, guys.